Good evening once again. Such a pleasure again to be here tonight to be able to share Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizuk very briefly before Maariv in the beautiful Beis Medrash to keep learning music to our ears, Baruch Hashem. One of the major truths that we know about the Rambam in terms of his Mishnah Torah is that he was very careful in how he categorized every section of Halakha, of Shas. He took the entire Shas and put it into categories and very specifically included what he wanted in every section of the Mishnah Torah. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, he includes at the beginning, the Hakdama, he says, I'm going to talk about two different topics. Lilmod Torah, that's Aleph, and Beis, L'chabed Milamdeha V'yodeha. The halachos of being L'chabed, the teachers of Torah, and those who are in the know of Torah, the Torah scholars, if you will. From Michal Shurkin, one of his sarim, asks what many ask on this Rambam, which is that there are other places in the Mishnah Torah you could have put the halachos of being mechabed, a Talmud Chacham, or a Rebbe. And if this section is geared towards Talmud Torah, why does it have to be daska here? What's so integral about this section of being mechabed, a Talmud Chacham, or a Rebbe that had to go specifically in the section of Talmud Torah? And he writes something which is still we're familiar with in so many ways, but it's good to repeat it nonetheless. He says and he writes that sometimes we think that Talmud Torah is about books. It's about Sfarim, it's about a Shas, and a Rambam, and a Ritva, and a Shulchan Aruch, and a Magen Avraham, and a Ksos, and Avdi Miluim, and it is. 100% it is. And we also think sometimes that because of our lack of access to understanding certain parts of Torah and the Sfarim, we need teachers to teach us how to learn. And so it's a matter of function. They are there, these Rebbeim, to teach us how to use these Sfarim. Rav Michal Shurkin writes that the Rambam is not telling us that. Apart from the, of course, the task that the Rebbeim have, the Talmud Chacham has to teach us Torah, also they themselves are a chelek of Talmud Torah. We learn literally from there, as the Gemara says in several places, from their actions, actual Torah. They themselves are a sefer Torah in a living form. And he highlights many masim, many stories to kind of double down this idea, but I want to share one of them from his sefer that really, really took me. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how it was, his Rebbe. And he tells the following maisa. One morning, Rav Moshe was learning with his son, Rav David Feinstein, and they're learning by a window. And in the middle of learning one morning, Rav Moshe was seemingly distracted. Rav Moshe Feinstein, those who know the stories, was not easily distracted at all, we could imagine. And he hears some noise out the window. And he asks his son, Rav David, he says, Rav David, what's that noise? Rav David says, I think there are some boys outside in the yard who are playing ball, who are playing in the playground playing ball. Rav Moshe takes his Gemara, and Rav David's Gemara. He closes the Gemara. He says, get up, go outside, and play. My high. He told Rav David as follows. He says that later in life, it could be chas v'shalom, you have to think about this later in life, that you'll resent learning because when everyone else is playing, I forced you to learn. I want you to realize it's okay to play also. And he was closed the Gemara and told Rav David, it's time to go play. Ace Lamod, Ace Lishok. Rav Shurkin writes, that's exactly what the Rambam is trying to tell us. It's not just about the Rebbe being the person who teaches us Torah. They themselves have much to gain in terms of how they behave, how they apply, when to learn, when not to learn. That itself is a chelik of Talmud Torah, and therefore the Rambam, in his great wisdom, decided to put both, not just Lilmod Torah, but also L'chabed, Lamdeha, Biodeha, in the exact category of Talmud Torah as well. Wishing you all a wonderful evening.